Joe Haggerty joins us once again from Beantown. Joe, how are you?
What's going on? How are you?
I am, hey man, 34th time the Habs and the Bruins meet. It never gets old, even for somebody way out here in Edmonton. I love the rivalries. And, you know, this one is definitely heated up. We had the Emelin and Lucic, little can opener on him earlier this year. Let's talk about some of the matchups. So we know we heard from Montreal that Emelin's likely going to go out against the Lucic line. Claude Julien, what matchups does he want as far as defense pairings against the Habs forwards?
Well, I think it's a definite that it's going to be Zdeno Chara and Dougie Hamilton against the Max Pacioretty, Thomas Vanek, David Desharnais line. And, you know, Dougie Hamilton already to the point telling me that, you know, he's probably not going to be quite as adventurous with the puck as he was against Detroit in this series because he knows how much Pacioretty and Vanek like to blow the defensive zone and cheat in the offensive end. Just in case, you know, they can get an odd man rush or a breakaway going the other direction. So it's probably going to be a little more conservative in this series, but that tells you right there what they're going to match up against. And clearly, Chara's had his struggles against Vanek, given that Vanek's got 30 goals and 62 points in 55 career games against the Bruins. So that's going to be job number one defensively, is making sure you can bottle him up and contain him, and also just slow down the Montreal Canadiens' speed and skill that they're going to bring to the table.
Joe, talk a little bit more about Chara. I was talking with Jason during the break, and the one thing I wonder about him, and he's a terrific player, obviously, but he's getting older. He's played a lot of hockey. He plays a lot of minutes for that club. Is there any concern at all by Claude or the coaching staff that he wears down, and are they doing anything to try and protect him, or do they just keep throwing him out there?
Well, I think there's definitely concern about it, and I think it's something that they've kind of managed all year, wanting to give him rest in certain points. You know, there were a handful of times when Claude basically told him, you know, I don't want to see you on the practice ice. Take the day here. He turned 37 this season. And when you look back at last year, it's very clear to anybody that he ran out of gas towards the end in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Chicago Blackhawks when he was going up against really good skill speed players. And, you know, part of that was the workload during the playoffs last year. He played almost 30 minutes a night in that postseason run. And, you know, that was the most minutes anybody had played in the playoffs in almost 10 years. And it was clear that it had an effect on him towards the end. And I think this year they're going to try to lessen that workload as much as they can. They can't really control, you know, when games go to triple overtime and some of the stuff that happened last year to jack his minutes up. But they did a good job in the first round against the Red Wings. He only averaged 25 minutes a game of ice time. If they can keep it right at that level for the entire playoff, I think they feel very comfortable about where they're at. Plus, they got some nice rest after taking care of the Wings in five games. If they can manage it the way they are now, they're good. If it starts creeping back up to 30 minutes again, they might be in trouble the deeper they get into the postseason.
Joe Haggerty joins us, beat reporter for the Boston Bruins. Joe, you've got Rask and Price, really a flip them on who you like in goal. You got Chara and Subban, two guys, you know, are Norris Trophy winners on the back end. There's a lot of depth on both teams' blue lines. Up front right now, you know, the Habs, their third line of Eller and Bork. Granted, it was only one series, and those guys have struggled with inconsistency this year. Who do you see as, you know, is Boston's third line? Could the series maybe come down to the depth and which team's third line could be more productive in the series?
It definitely could. And, you know, the third line of the Bruins, while not putting up as many points as the Habs' third line did against Tampa Bay, was dominant at times. Carl Soderberg was a beast in that series against the Detroit Red Wings. And their third defenseman pairing of Jakob Kindle and Brian Lashoff just couldn't handle him or Louis Erickson down close to the net. And I think that is going to be definitely an interesting battle because you're talking about guys in Soderberg and Erickson that are also excellent two-way players. And if those lines match up, it's going to be real interesting to see who comes out on top, because Soderberg, I think, could be an X factor in the series. 6'3", 220 pounds, big and strong and fearless around the net. And he's got skill, too, as far as shooting and passing the puck. He's got some of that Swedish offensive skill to go along with the courage going to the front, dipping pucks and getting rebounds. And I think that kind of battle between those two third lines is definitely one of the things that will decide the series.
Joe, Rask was terrific against the Montreal in the regular season in terms of save percentage. He didn't get much run support. He only won one of the four games. What has to change, if anything, for Rask in this series? Does he just need to get some more help?
Well, he definitely needs to get more offensive help. I think he could definitely use the Bruins' defense playing better in front of him. They didn't play well, especially the young defensemen. I think that's a big part of this series to look at, is how those young D, Dougie Hamilton, Torrey Krug, Matt Barkowski, Kevin Miller, handle the pressure and the speed and the aggressiveness of the Montreal forecheck and their forwards. They're going to have to make quick decisions with the puck and make good decisions in order to manage it and not give up those turnovers that turn into breakaways going in the other direction. And that will ease Tuukka Rask's job a little bit if they can do that. They played magnificently in front of him in that last round against Detroit, only allowing the 6 goals in 5 games, slowing things down and not allowing Detroit to get to the slot area and the front of the net. And they're going to have to play that way against Montreal as well. And, you know, Tuukka Rask could definitely use a win and use some confidence, though. He is winless in 7 decisions in the Garden against the Habs. He's never beaten the Canadiens on home ice. His goals against average is over 3. His save percentage is below 900. He's really struggled. And if he doesn't play well and they don't win this game against Montreal in Game 1, those questions are really going to get loud and frequent.
Joe, just talk about the overall atmosphere. How much animosity is there still in this rivalry, in the building, amongst the fans? Like, are we going to see Ranger Flyer similar to the brawl in the stands? Like, is it still that heated?
I'm sure there'll be a couple, maybe. That seems to happen, especially, if they do that, the 12:30 game for Game 2, I imagine some people are going to start drinking early in the morning. It could get ugly by game time, 12:30, 1 o'clock on that Saturday matinee. But just in general, it's going to get nasty. I think there are definitely going to be some plays that we're going to talk about. I'm already feeling some tension as far as Claude Julien and Michel Therrien, especially on Claude Julien's side. Very quick answers. His press conference today was like 2 minutes long, which is very unusual for him, giving, you know, short 2-3-word answers, because I think there's an anticipation that something's going to happen in this series. And they're just sort of, both sides are kind of waiting to see what does happen. There's so much animosity. Milan Lucic doesn't like Emelin. Marchand and Subban don't like each other. Krejci's not a huge fan of Thomas Pokanets. And they're probably going to get matched up against each other. There's a lot of that across, and when it's two teams like this that are also fighting for that chance to get into the Eastern Conference Finals, you're going to see crazy stuff happen. And I think it's going to be really interesting, but it's certainly going to be another chapter in this rivalry that's got 33 past times where they've met and has created some of the bloodiest, craziest stories in NHL history.
Well, it's definitely going to be great to watch. I sense this one's going to be longer. I see a lot of people picking the Bruins in 5. I don't see that happening. I think this one extends 6 or 7. I think it's going to be a great series. Joe, as always, great to talk to you. Enjoy the series. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, guys. Bruins in 7. That's my call. Have
All
a good
right.
One.
Nice.